Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Thursday, the 17th of November, 2011. I am Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. And we have a big shout-out, as we do every day, to our simulcast partners, our friends in Gila County, listening to the show on KJAA AM 1240 out of Globe, and in Cochise County and Santa Cruz County, folks listen out of Douglas from KAPR AM 930. We are live streaming of the show at buckmastershow.com. We also have an archive of our previous programs. There is also live streaming at KVOI.com. And the Buckmaster Show continues to grow the opportunity for you, our listener, to listen to the program anytime, anywhere. The show can be heard anytime at buckmastershow.com. Also, it's available at TucsonSentinel.com. The Sentinel is Southern Arizona's online news service. And we're excited about our latest agreement with the Tucson Citizen. The Buckmaster Show is available 24/7 at TucsonCitizen.com. We are live Monday through Friday, noon to 1. We begin with a leadoff newsmaker interview with downtown advocate and chairman of the Fox Theater Foundation, Fletcher McCusker. Then we'll talk with comet discoverer and Buckmaster Show contributor on astronomy. He joins us once a month, David Levy. Then 30 minutes past the hour, our monthly blogger beat introduces our listeners to the voice behind Three Sonorans, that blog at TucsonCitizen.com. We'll close out the show with the CEO interview series presented by Trio. Today we're spotlighting Philip Tedesco, CEO of Tucson Association of Realtors. You can join the conversation 790-2040. That is the Buckmaster Show live line. Also, submit your questions at buckmastershow.com or use the Facebook page on Buckmaster Show to submit your questions. Well, since it opened 6 years ago, the Fox Tucson Theater downtown has been plagued with some very serious financial troubles. Now, for the first time since the Art Deco Theater reopened after a lengthy restoration, there is some positive news to report, as the theater is taking in more money than it is spending on operations. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show is Fletcher McCusker. He is the chair of the Fox Theater Foundation. Mr. McCusker is a tireless advocate for downtown Tucson redevelopment. The Providence Service Corporation, which he heads, moved its headquarters to downtown in 2009. Mr. McCusker, good to talk with you again on the Buckmaster Show.
Bill, how are you?
I'm doing very good. So far the theater is making more than it's spent, but that's only if you don't count, I guess, its debt payments. What is the financial picture right now, Fletcher?
That's precisely right, Bill. On a cash flow basis, as you said in your introductory remarks, for the first time since the Fox reopened, we are cash flow positive. I think most of your listeners probably know by now that there's a $4.5 million debt obligation from the Theater Foundation back to the Rio Nuevo District, plus interest. And that would not include, obviously, any repayment of that nor any interest associated with that. And we're in the process of renegotiating that debt with the Rio Nuevo District.
Tell me about that renegotiation. There had been some talk about the theater paying about $100,000 a year and then extending the loan for an additional 44 years on the theater's lease. So that would go beyond what the district fund was created to go through 2025. So how would that work?
Yeah, if you ask six lawyers about that, you'll probably get six different answers. But the Fox has a 50-year lease, Bill, that was entered into in 2006. So there already is a legal relationship with the district and the foundation that goes well beyond that 2025 date. And the 2025 date is the date the TIF is designed to terminate. So as we've been renegotiating this debt, one of the suggestions we made was to just make the loan repayment coterminate with the lease. So they would basically run for an additional 44 years. And then we bumped into the 2025 issue, and I don't think the district is legally certain that it can enter into obligations that extend beyond that period. So we're trying to find a creative way not to resaddle the theater with a bunch of debt that we can't pay back, but at the same time not ask the district to forgive any of this indebtedness. I've said publicly that I don't think this loan should have ever been made, but at the same time, we're not asking the district to forgive it, nor are we trying to dodge the repayment of it. We're just trying to get as much time as possible in the repayment of the debt.
Fletcher McCusker is with us. He's chair of the Fox Theater Foundation on the Buckmaster Show. But you think about $100,000 a year is workable? That would be a comfort level for the theater?
That's what we've offered. We currently have a dividend that's paid to the National Historic Trust that created some tax credit money for the Fox. That expires in 2013, so that'll free up some cash flow that we could use toward the repayment of the debt. And financially, the Fox is doing better than it ever did. But that still means that our revenue should be somewhere in the $1 million to $1.2 million range. And, you know, we've got to have an affordable repayment plan with the district.
And the city council recently signed off allowing you to make some amenity upgrades, including a liquor license transfer?
Yeah, we have had a liquor license. We have a beer and wine license now. So what we've asked to do is upgrade that to a full liquor license. We're not doing anything structural at the theater, but it will allow you now to enjoy a margarita or a cocktail or a martini, which we think will enhance the theater's revenue. And we also want to be able to offer some food offerings. Right now, all you can do is get some popcorn and a candy bar kind of snack. But the theater lends itself to, and it has beautiful lobby areas, to both food and beverage. And we do allow patrons to take food and beverage to their seats. So, you know, as we've looked at other Fox theaters, Bill, around the country, most of them do have some sort of food and beverage concession kind of capability.
While we have you here, let's move beyond the Fox. Your name, whether you like it or not, has become really synonymous now with downtown Tucson and redevelopment. Are you comfortable with that?
We never expected it nor planned for it, but clearly we have been a catalyst for downtown energy, along with another, you know, I would say 20 people or so who are investing our own money, Bill, time and energy into revitalizing the area, particularly as the government funds have dried up. You know, it's really turned to the private sector to continue to bring back life to this urban core. So, yeah, there are a number of us that are doing that now, and we tend to attract more attention than we deserve, but we're very engaged and very proud of what we're doing.
For our listeners who haven't been downtown for a while, your new headquarters for the Providence Service Corporation, explain to our listeners where it is, and can they stop in and take a look in the lobby or whatever?
Absolutely. Come down and visit us. Both Unisource and Providence, Tucson's two public companies, are now on the corner of Broadway and Scott Boulevard downtown. Of course, Unisource has built their extraordinary new complex at the site of the old Santa Rita Hotel. We're just west of them and have remodeled two turn-of-the-century warehouses and have taken over the old abandoned federal courthouse annex, Bill, that was abandoned, you know, in the 2000s. So that's our block now. We've renovated that. And, yeah, we'd love people to stop in and see what we're doing. And, you know, there's a lot of excitement and energy about things that are happening downtown.
And downtown, the second Saturday, is doing very well?
We're up to about 12,000 people now. When we started that, people told me we'd be lucky to get 900, and we're now seeing over 10,000 people every second Saturday.
What's the energy in the remaining minute or so that we have with you? How do you see the energy create? Is there some kind of a synergy, to use another, well, perhaps there's a better word, but what about a synergy downtown?
Yeah, I think it's music and entertainment related. During the day, we're business and governmental. When the sun sets, Bill, it's an entertainment district, from the Fox to the Rialto, to the new restaurants that have developed along and adjacent to Congress, to the jazz that's being played in some of the clubs now. And, you know, it's a little bit of Austin, Texas is kind of the way you would describe it. It is an energy And, you know, it's walkable with the new garages. We're seeing people come down and park and walk.
Your own company, Providence, how are you doing?
We're doing okay. You know, it's a tough time to be a public company, particularly a government contractor, but we've weathered that and continue to grow. And, you know, Tucson's our home headquarters, so we have the opportunity to use some of those resources and reinvest it downtown.
Fletcher McCusker, thank you for spending a few minutes with us, giving us an update on the Fox Theater. Some, I think, pretty optimistic news. Sounds like maybe you're starting to see a little bit of the black out of the red. Thank you, Fletcher.
Bill, good luck.
Thanks a lot. 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show. Comet discoverer extraordinaire David Levy will be next on the Buckmaster Show.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable area rugs looking like new with Tucson's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration services. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Karimi Oriental Rugs appraises and purchases quality rugs and offers a vast selection of hand-woven rugs from around the world. Be sure to stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at Fort Lowland Dodge or on the web at KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
With 2 out of 3 people in this country overweight, you're not alone in wanting to shed some pounds. Now you can lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope. The physician-supervised program created by renowned Tucson cardiologist Dietmar Gahn and certified nutrition counselor Elizabeth Gahn. To learn more about Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, call 696-DIET or log on to dietofhope.org.
Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero More, Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza, topped with the finest, freshest quality ingredients. Enjoy casual yet upscale dining while sampling our extensive boutique wine list. Vero More in Tucson at North Swan and Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain and Marana, and on the web at veromorepizza.com. And now open in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
Twelve 19 on the Buckmaster Show, the Thursday edition. We are here live, noon to 1. Our home station is AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. And Dr. David Levy is the Buckmaster Show contributor on science, the former science editor of Parade Magazine and now head of and founder of Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. Dr. Levy is one of the most successful comet discoverers in history. He's discovered 23 comets. He's still looking for that even two dozen, including his co-discovery of Shoemaker-Levy 9, the comet that collided with Jupiter in 1994, producing the most spectacular explosions ever witnessed in the solar system. An Emmy Award-winning writer, Dr. Levy is the author or editor of 35 books and other products. David, how are you?
I'm very well. Couldn't be better. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing very fine. You're still looking for that very elusive number 24, so
yes,
we can. So in my intro, make it easier. I can just say the discoverer or co-discoverer of an even two dozen comets.
Yeah, well, we can't do that now. Not quite yet. We also cannot announce that my half century of observing records will be on the web, because that's not happening until tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Royal Astronomical Society is slated tomorrow to introduce a new website that will contain all of my observing records from 1956 to the present. And it's really going to be quite an exciting event when it happens, because it's something that that I've been doing for a long, long time.
Well, what when
Without
you
change, really.
When you say all of your observing records, I mean, what will that entail?
Well, Bill, when I first started observing back in the mid 50s, I decided to keep a record of everything I did. When I saw that meteor when I was 8 years old at Twin Lake Camp, when I saw an eclipse of the sun, a partial one, in 1959. I recorded them in a log, and this log is now going to be all 24 volumes of it, and all of the entries in it will be on the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada website, hopefully starting tomorrow.
So are you telling me, David Levy, that you have been keeping meticulous records of all of your observing for 50 years?
I wouldn't say meticulous for all of that, but yeah, I've been keeping records for 50 years.
And all of your eclipse viewing? I mean, how many total eclipses of the sun have you seen?
I think I've seen about 11, maybe 12.
In all over the world?
Yeah, but all over the world. But I don't count just the total eclipses. I count all the eclipses. And then I think I've got 79 of those.
Wow.
That's eclipses, partial eclipses, penumbral lunar eclipses, everything.
What's happening with the meteor shower? I think it's called the, is it the Leonid?
Yeah, that's coming up on the...
I always want to say Leonard.
Yeah.
The Leonard meteor shower, but that doesn't sound as cool as the Leonid.
Well, I always thought that the Leonids were named after Leonid Brezhnev. But then I was surprised that they weren't, and apparently he had no interest in astronomy. But the Leonids will be coming out of the constellation of Leo, and they will be beginning right about now and peaking on the morning of the 17th of November, so in a few days from now. And that's the big shower now, and there'll still be a little bit of a moon to interfere with them, but they should be fairly good this year.
David, what about, I know you wanted to mention something about the Chinese space station.
Yes, the Chinese space station is the satellite of the week, because that was launched last week, last month, and then China also sent up something to rendezvous with it to make it a little bigger and to test their ability to meet their space station, and it looks like that's what happened. And so now we have two space stations flying about. The Chinese one and the International Space Station.
And as far as NASA is concerned, David, what's the comeback going to be for NASA?
Well,
is there one?
Well, NASA is now building rockets to go beyond the moon, and they're on track to do that. The only difficulty is that we don't have an official place to go yet. President Obama wants us to go to a near-Earth asteroid, an asteroid that's approaching the Earth. And sometimes those objects can actually get closer to the Earth than the Moon is, although not very often. And so that could be an exciting goal. I just hope we can get our act together and to go for it.
David Levy, thank you very much for joining us. Have yourself a wonderful...
Okay, just want to say that when a little hydrogen atom can accomplish, when it sets its mind to it, you know, hydrogen atoms can produce wonderful things like comets, people, and all kinds of things. Just get those little guys concentrating and see what they can produce.
Is your lovely wife, Wendy, going to be cooking for you on Thursday a week from today?
Actually, no. My lovely wife, Wendy, and I are going to visit our grandchildren and children in Albuquerque. And while we're on the phone about Albuquerque, I think it's the 20th of May next year, is it? There will be an annular eclipse of the sun visible from Albuquerque.
Wow, we'll have to make the trip over to central New Mexico for it. David Levy, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Okay, you too, and thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot. 12:25 on the Buckmaster Show. World-renowned comet discoverer David Levy. We're going from one David to another David on the Buckmaster Show once a month here on the Buckmaster Show. This is about our third month we've been doing this. We're calling it Blogger Beat, and we threw it against the wall, and I guess it sticks, which introduces our listeners to the voice behind the blog. And this month, we spotlight David Morales, who authors the blog known as Three Sonorans at TucsonCitizen.com. David, how are you?
Good, Bill.
David, tell me about that name, Three Sonorans.
Well, it came about, I was originally a science blogger, a Tucson Science Examiner, and last year, obviously, was a year of 1070 and whatnot, and I decided it was also important to not just talk about science, but political issues, social justice issues, and so Three Sonorans was kind of, I was originally going to have three main topics to talk about, culture, science, politics, and it just kind of, I just shortened it to Three Sonorans. I had a longer name at first, and so it's just basically talking about everything I think is important, which is a lot of things.
How about Sonoran hot dogs?
So the hot dogs was just basically, you know, it's everything just kind of put together. And you know,
when anyone goes to TucsonCitizen.com, and we highly recommend that we do now that the, not just because the Buckmaster Show is available there 24/7, but you will see David Morales' Three Sonorans very prominently displayed. I don't think a day goes by, David, that we don't see the Three Sonorans at least once. How many times do you try to contribute and file a piece for the Citizen?
At least once a day. Sometimes I think I average about two or three times a day. Sometimes more. It depends on what's going on. And as you know, with blogs have changed everything, so you don't always have to have a full story. You can just have a little, you know, paragraph, a little update of the latest developments, and so it's a new, and it's very, you know.
And you've been putting some video too up.
Yeah, I do a lot of. I think that's one thing that makes my blog so popular is that, you know, you can disagree with me all you want on politics, but I have video that shows, you know, things as they are, and you can decide for yourselves.
Yeah, I mean, you are controversial. I mean, you have some very strong opinions, and we will be getting to a lot of that after the break. But I wanted to bring you on a little bit early just to kind of set the stage before we start talking about issues, some of the background of Three Sonorans, and your particular interest. What would you say your focus has been on the Three Sonorans? And I keep saying the Three Sonorans, just Three Sonorans.
Well, the main thing is that I'm from this area, Southern Arizona. I grew up in Marana, but you know it's all Tucson metropolitan area, and I love Tucson. I want to live for the rest of my life, and overall, I want Tucson to be a much better place. I think right now, with the attack on science and just an attack on logical thinking, is going to have detrimental consequences to the future of Tucson, and I want to get involved now to make it as best as we can. This involves, you know, water usage, energy usage, our education system, you know, cutting education. I mean, all of these things,
You have an environmental concern, some environmental concerns as well.
Yeah, I mean, like right now, I think people in Tucson don't even know where their energy comes from. And most of our energy comes from coal, which comes from the Navajo Reservation. And even our water, the water is pumped from the CAP. That's powered by coal right by the Grand Canyon. And, you know, we need to know our impact on you know, on native lands.
We will pick up the discussion with David Morales, author of Three Sonorans at TucsonCitizen.com. That's coming up after the break here on the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We'll be talking about SB 1070, ethnic studies, Russell Pierce, you name it. We're going to try to get to it with David Morales.
I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Dozens of protesters have been arrested for blocking streets today near the New York Stock Exchange. Also arrested was a man accused of throwing liquid, possibly vinegar, into the faces of several police officers. Stocks are falling in afternoon trading. There are new concerns that Europe's debt crisis could spread. Spain and even France today have been forced to pay sharply higher interest rates to raise cash to fund government spending. Investors are worried that the euro currency union could be heading toward an ugly breakup. The top Republican in Congress is warning that he won't let the savings from winding down the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan be used to pay for the president's jobs programs. House Speaker John Boehner says that money should be banked. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu says no politics involved in his decision to grant a loan to a California solar energy company. This is SRN News.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia, and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn is still the standard bearer for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. Founded in 1930, the Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. Travel and Leisure magazine names the Arizona Inn one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. And the Arizona Inn is proud of its AAA 4-diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson, 2200 East Elm, and on the web at arizonainn.com.
Want to lose weight? You're not alone. 2 out of 3 people in this country are now overweight. Using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, created by renowned cardiologist Dietmar Gahn, you could lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks. The program teaches proper nutrition and uses no drugs or artificial foods. Most insurance is accepted. To learn more, visit dietofhope.org or call 696-DIET.
Vero Amore presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh, homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero Amore. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Vero Amore in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
1234 on the Buckmaster Show. The home of the Buckmaster Show is AM 1030 KVOI, and we are the voice, and the Buckmaster Show is here live noon to 1, Monday through Friday. And once a month, we're doing something we called Blogger Beat. This is our third month introducing the Buckmaster Show listeners to the voice behind the blog. And this month, we are spotlighting David Morales, who authors the blog known as Three Sonorans at TucsonCitizen.com. And David, it's good to have you with us. And we started our conversation before the break a little bit about Three Sonorans, about who you are, what you write about, what your interests are. But I think anyone who's familiar with going to TucsonCitizen.com knows you as a guy who cares passionately and has followed the TUSD ethnic studies story closer than anybody else I know in this town. What got you so interested in the ethnic studies? And I guess it was SB 1070 was a catalyst, right?
Right. So I was a graduate student working in mathematics, and I also work in an evolutionary lab. And there's this history this last decade, and or going back 100 years, one of the most famous court cases of all time is the Scopes Monkey Trial. And that's an example of, one group of people trying to impose their beliefs on the truth. So that was about evolution. They said, you can't teach evolution. We have to teach this. So there's just been assault on teaching the truth for dogmatic reasons. And what happened here in TUSD is very similar. Mexican-American studies is a valid course of curriculum. You can get a master's, a PhD, and it's taught everywhere across the country.
At the university level.
Mm-hmm. And,
right.
You know, U of A, it's taught at Harvard. And so now, you know, TUSD it teaches this, and now they're attacking it. And I saw it very similar. It was an attack on the truth. Some people aren't comfortable with some of the truths of American history. And, I just thought that was a gross injustice to target. And if you look at the history, I mean, there's questionable people involved with questionable motives. And so I just thought that was really, really wrong. And you know, to let this go and not do anything about it would just, you know, be part of the downfall of Arizona.
What's the latest on the ethnic studies dispute? There's a couple of legal actions going on.
Mm-hmm. Right. So right now there's two legal actions going on. There's the TUSD appeal of Huppenthal's decision, where he said that, the courses are banned despite any evidence, that they couldn't find the evidence of breaking the law. That appeal, the closing arguments are due tomorrow, I think, and then he has, I believe, 20 days or so, about a month, to the judge to make a recommendation. But that's not even a standing; it's just a recommendation. Huppenthal gets the final say on his own decision, and even on this show, he's even kind of admitted that, you know, these classes are bad. So sometime over winter break, there might be some conflict. But there's another court case which is more important going on in the federal court case, and that's on the constitutionality of HB 2021, which was the ethnic studies ban. And that is looking very good. There's some recent developments this week. They filed for an injunction. And, so that this bill can be applied until the federal court hears it. And the federal court's getting involved all over Arizona, from Voter Rights Act to, 1070, all over the place, Civil Rights Commission.
So you feel the federal action probably is more important to the future of ethnic studies?
I believe so, because you're not happy with Huppenthal's decision, so you appeal it. And who gets to make the final decision? It's Huppenthal. And there's just like no due process in this. But so you need to, who are you going to go to, the state senate? No. Are you going to go to the governor? No. So you have to go to the feds and hope that they intervene, just like they did on 1070, and hopefully like what they'll do on the Voter Rights Act.
Moving from ethnic studies to politics, Russell Pierce going down in defeat, what was your take on that?
Well, that was a big victory for all of Arizona, I think. It was a bipartisan effort with Republicans. You couldn't have done it without Republicans. It was a Republican district. And another Republican won, so it's a Republican victory too. But just showing that, you can't – it's just we've gone too far, and it's not just – you know, there's no logic anymore. There's no, you know, like when they got rid of the redistricting chair, that was just done, like, because they felt like it, and there's no more reasoned debate. There's no more, you know, something's wrong in Arizona. And
yeah, you were highly critical of this whole redistricting thing.
Well, you know, getting rid of, so, you know, the state Senate has a super majority and they can do
right.
anything they want, and they did anything they want. And
I think the vote was 21-7 or something.
Right, and it's supposed to be an independent redistricting commission separate from the legislature. So, you know, just there's so much going wrong in this state, and it's because they have full control. Every single state office is, from governor down to state superintendent, is run by some pretty extremists, I think.
How has blogging changed the way we get news?
Well, I mean, blogging is instant. I mean, when there's updates, we update it instantly. And you know, the papers are still, you know, once a day, and mm-hmm. they're printed hours in advance. And now with, you know, Twitter and Facebook, you know, something breaks, I publish it. I put it out on Twitter, on Facebook. People know about it right away. And
well, you know, David, the knock about blogging from some of the more the purist, mm-hmm. for want of a better word, journalists, is that there is really no vetting process with blogs. How do you respond to that?
I think reputation kind of will weed out people. So, you know, if people don't agree with me, you know, I could just have one or two readers, and but I don't, and so that's kind of like a what you know, the I guess the market, the court of public opinion or something, will, you know, people will know who you are, and they'll know whether they trust you or not, and so I think, I mean, but we're smart people. I mean, you know, I got my college degrees, and I know a lot about Tucson. I've lived here a long time, and I know a lot of people. So, you know, I'm not just some random person ranting. I'm an educated person sharing my opinion, and some people appreciate that.
And your stance on SB 1070 and ethnic studies, there's been those that say you've been too hard on TUSD. You came down pretty hard on Dr. Petticone, TUSD director. What's been your main complaint with Petticone?
The problem I have with what he's done is he's dismantled the program internally. So, you know, publicly he'll say, I support the program and everything, but through his actions, for example, reprimanding the MAS director, not trying to stop demoting the classes, getting rid of their core credit, and also allowing his assistant superintendent to ban recruiting of classes. So before, you know, you could put, you know, flyers on the hallway and say, you know, join cheerleading club or you know, the theater group. Well, that's one of the main ways that people learned about Mexican-American studies classes. It was, you know, hey, you should take these classes, you know, and they satisfy your credit and everything. She outright banned it. And that hurt. That dropped the enrollment by half. So it's these little things that he does internally, you know, while publicly supporting the program, but through his actions, you know, no one has hurt the program more than he has. You know, because Huppenthal's ruling hasn't even taken effect yet, but you know, Mexican-American Studies enrollment has dropped significantly because of these actions.
And you were also hard on TUSD's former board chair, Dr. Stegeman.
Yeah, his proposal was ridiculous. It had no input from the community. It's something that he thought of, and that was to strip Mexican-American Studies history classes of their core credit, even though European history is a valid, you know, it satisfies American history. And that's not even European-American history. That's just European history. So there's just so many things wrong with that. And he never listened to the community. He never took our input. You know, he thought he knew it all. So now he's not the board president anymore.
We've been speaking with David Morales, Three Sonorans blogger on the TucsonCitizen.com. You were talking before the break about some of the environmental issues. Lately you've been focusing on the Navajo Reservation.
Yeah, and the reason is because you know, Tucson is dependent upon the Navajo Reservation, whether we know it or not. The water that we get comes from the CAP, which has to be shipped 300 miles across the desert. That power is generated from the Navajo Generating Station by Page. And not only that, the Navajo Reservation has some of the dirtiest plants, the top dirtiest plants in the country. And TEP, all the coal that you see when you drive by on the freeway, there's mountains and mountains of coal. That also comes from Peabody Coal. And so you know, it's not just the Navajo, but the Hopi. And, I mean, these are issues that affect us. Like, we don't like, well, a lot of people don't like the Rosemont Mine because it's in our backyard. Well, the Navajos don't necessarily like being exploited and all their water and everything tarnished. But it's because of us, our energy dependence, that they're exploited. Not only that, uranium mining is a huge thing. The largest nuclear plant in the nation is the Palo Verde in Phoenix. And the uranium mining, that's a big issue right now. They want to start uranium mining in the Grand Canyon. And, I mean, that's led to all kinds of environmental and human problems with illness.
Okay, David Morales, the author of Three Sonorans, whether you like him or not, he is around and he's very prolific at TucsonCitizen.com. And whether you agree with him or not, if you don't agree with him, there's always a place to log your comments. We haven't talked about that. So we had actually a caller who said, Bill, aren't you going to sit here? How are you going to sit here and let David say that? Aren't you going to challenge him? No, I'm not going to challenge him. He's going to have his say here on the Buckmaster Show. And if you want to challenge him, go to his blog and put the comment out there.
Yep, and you can have your say there.
All right, David Morales on the Blogger Beat. He has his say. We're open here on the Buckmaster Show. Everybody gets a say. I'm kind of the referee. That's how I look at my role on the Buckmaster Show. 12:45, we will be back with our CEO interview series presented by Trio.
Ever notice how much time you spend just getting where you want to go? Travel hassles, long drives. Expensive parking can all ruin your trip and create a miserable experience. Tucson International Airport has the answer. With close, easy parking, quick check-in, a short walk to your gate, and airport amenities that make traveling stress-free and enjoyable. With nonstop destinations and connections around the world, for business or for pleasure, fly TucsonAirport.com. It's the way to go.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Since 1959, Assistance League of Tucson has helped thousands of disadvantaged men, women, and children in the Tucson area. Donated items, thrift shop proceeds, volunteer hours, and financial gifts help support our philanthropic programs like Operation School Bell. Your generosity continues to change lives in our community. For more information on how you, too, can make a difference, visit us at AssistanceLeagueTucson.org. Assistance League of Tucson, volunteers working together.
Everyone's piling on big banks nowadays, with good reason. But still, you're skeptical about moving your money. We get it, but let's think about that. If you're worried about convenience, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has local branches and thousands of fee-free ATMs nationwide. If you're worried about service, at Pyramid, you're a member. At big banks, you're a number. There's a difference. And if you're worried about savings, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has better rates and fewer fees than big banks. Like our great low 4.5% APR on new, used, or refinanced vehicle loans with terms up to 60 months. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options. So Pyramid wins on convenience, service, and savings. If you're still skeptical about moving your money, try us out. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Visit PyramidFCU.com to learn how. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
A simple solution to foot and lower back problems could be a top-quality, custom-made foot orthotic created by Bob Novak. A certified pet orthist, Bob is the best in Southern Arizona in the creation of the right foot support that your body needs and at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak a call, 795-2553, or visit him at Arizona Limb and Brace, Rosemont and Fifth Street. Your feet will thank you every day.
$12.50 on the Buckmaster Show, the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, the voice, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. Well, at least once a month here on the Buckmaster Show, we introduce our Buckmaster Show listeners to a leader of some of Tucson's largest companies and organizations. The CEO interview series on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Trio, offering programs and services to support the attraction and the expansion of companies that offer primary high-wage jobs to our citizens. Since 2005, Trio has facilitated the relocation and or expansion of more than 40 companies in the Tucson region, representing nearly 11,000 jobs and a $2 billion economic impact. For more information, visit trioaz.org. And today we talk with Philip Tedesco, Chief Executive Officer of the Tucson Association of Realtors. Mr. Tedesco, before coming to Tucson, served as CEO for the San Mateo County, California Association of Realtors and VP of Marketing at Realtor Association of Greater Miami in Dade County, Florida. Phil, how are you today?
Good afternoon.
You're on the road on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. You've been doing a lot of traveling. I want you to tell our listeners, basically, what does the association, how would you characterize the association's role in the business community right now, Phil?
Well, we are the largest trade association in Southern Arizona. We represent close to 5,000 professionals throughout the real estate industry. In addition to the membership of the association, we're also running the multiple listing service, which facilitates over $2.2 billion in home sales annually, as well as run a charitable foundation to be giving something back to the community. So we are a foothold in the community and have been for over 90 years now.
The downturn certainly of 2008 hit real estate very hard, and I know many in your business, the Association of Realtors, took a big hit. Some had to actually find other ways to earn a living. How would you characterize, how are things right now? Are you rebounding?
Well, due to the good management here, we're in good shape. I mean, fiscally, financially, we're in great shape. Over the past 2 years since I've been here, our membership's dropped about 14% and probably a little more than that, probably closer to 25-26% since 08. And everybody's just kind of waiting and seeing where we're heading here in terms of housing. It's critically important, I mean, to the overall economic picture, and we're hoping things are going to turn around here sometime soon.
Well, we all, of course, are interested in Tucson housing prices in the next 12 to 18 months. Give us what you are forecasting. What are you expecting?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I kind of hate going into the future. I call them crystal ball requests. There are just so many variables that could hit us. But, I mean, I think right now a combination of the weak consumer confidence and the tight lending is taking its toll on the market. But if we look at our actual statistics, year to date, I mean, our unit sales are up about 13% over 2010, which is always good. I think we've sold about 10,800 houses. But when you look at it, in terms of sales volume, although it's increased in units, it's actually down by close to 3% year over year. And I think you're seeing that in terms of the pricing side of the equation. When you look at the median sales price, this time last year it was up in the $140,000 range, and now it's about $120,000. And that's counting a recent uptick month over month. We actually came down as low as $117,500, which is a little scary to me. So I think we're kind of bouncing on the bottom. I have yet to see a trend statistically month over month in either direction. It keeps going up, down, up, down, up, down. But when I talk to some of my members, they're saying they're getting more activity. And when you have investors coming in from out of town, starting to scoop, try to buy some of the stuff up, it's usually a good sign that we're somewhere around the bottom.
Yeah, there certainly is, Phil Tedesco, a lot of demand. People have been waiting, when are we going to hit the bottom? And I think there's no question that housing is really at an area here where it's so affordable now for many people, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's interesting because the other thing I track that we look at month over month is type of financing. And it's proof that we're really having a hard time with the lending restrictions because in our numbers, cash is the number one type of financing, followed by conventional loans, followed by FHA loans. But until about mid-year, that trend was more cash, FHA, conventional. So that gives you an idea as well of what kind of challenges we're having on the lending side. I think the folks with the resources, it's a great time to buy. If you don't have to jump through all the hurdles that the lending industry is giving you at this point, wonderful time to buy. You know, it's low. It's got to be coming back up is what we'd like to think.
The multiple listing service, MLS, is introducing a down payment resource tool for prospective home owners. How does that work, and could this put some people in a home who perhaps never really dreamed they could get there?
Yeah, we're really excited about integrating this into the MLS. You know, in addition to giving our members a new tool to contribute to their success, it also furthers our commitment to affordable housing and community development programs. In our market, we see approximately a little over three-quarters, about 77% of residential listings are eligible for down payment assistance programs. And what this tool does is actually integrate into the MLS, and it's by actual property. So now if you're doing a property search on our public-facing website, which is tarmls.com, and you come across a house that you like, if you're in the detail view of the report, you actually have a little DPR icon. If you click on it, it says, "Welcome to Down Payment Resource. Congratulations, this listing may be eligible for down payment assistance. Are you?" You go through a series of 8 questions, and then you figure out if you're able to qualify for some of these programs. And what's great about it is we found that a lot of these programs you're actually able to layer. And more often than not, people don't realize the availability or how much is available. So the fact that this takes it specific to the API and specific property takes it completely out of the abstract. It's going to be a great tool for both our members as well as people looking for homes.
This is the holiday season. We've got Thanksgiving next week. Christmas will soon be here, and I know that a lot of your realtors give back to this community.
Absolutely. We have the charitable foundation. We've been doing a lot. We've also been doing a lot with the Tucson Association of Realtors soccer shootout. We've been supporting this this is our fourth year. I think we've probably contributed well into six figures on that front. So we're big on the economic development side. Habitat for Humanity Tucson, we've probably pumped over $160,000 into that group over the past 6 years. And in general, as we raise monies, we make them available for a distribution throughout the community. So I'd actually encourage any 501c3s out there, associations that are looking for any type of funding, to go visit our website. If you visit TucsonRealtors.org and you actually come in, right there on the left side it says Tucson Realtors Charitable Foundation. You click on that and it'll bring you to an application, and we invite you to try to seek some funds from us. We usually have about 5,000 available per quarter, and we have standing deadlines. It's usually the 15th in the middle of each quarter, and it changes according to how much money is available. But we're through that. We just really started pushing that the past year and a half, and we've already raised in the neighborhood of $30,000 that we're making available throughout the community.
Phil Tedesco, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Bill Tedesco, Chief Executive Officer of the Tucson Association of Realtors, in the CEO series presented by Trio here on the Buckmaster Show. The Buckmaster Show is brought to you in part by Flowers, Rieger & Associates Certified Public Accountants. Mike Flowers and the gang, they're over at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com. Coming up tomorrow, the Friday Focus, Gary Hayes, who heads up the RTA, will be our Friday Focus interview. And, of course, we'll have the Reporters Roundtable. Jimmy Bogle from The Weekly and Sarah Garrett Gasson of The Star will be here. And, of course, Weekend Watch with Matt Russell. That's going to do it for the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Have a great afternoon.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas. And 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.